Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
The next thing is, I like to call this rules of engagement. So you can see that I've got pictures of myself delivering, you know, for different audiences. You know, you've got some of them laughing because, you know, I like to think I'm funny at times, right? And there's different ways that you can engage your audience, right? So, you know, you've got your games and your icebreakers. So there's different games that I like to play with my audience. You know, depending on the size, you know, you can get games where you get them to stand up and do things. As you can see in like one of the images as well, you can get your audience, you know, get on with tasks and activities. Another thing that I think is so important that I'm really going to kind of, after giving this a section, is energy. Your energy is so important when it comes to engaging your audience, but I'll delve into that later. Videos are very important as well, because at times what videos do, this is a really good tip, right? Videos help to give you a break, but also gives your audience something else to look at visually. that is nice for them. So naturally, you know, when you flick on a video, you almost refocus your audience, because where you've been talking and talking and talking at them for so long, naturally as human beings, we begin to fizzle out and lose focus. So now when you now switch on the video can have a message that you want to say, and it'll be really helpful. And sometimes I just find that there are messages out there where someone's already created a video that maybe can just explain the message better than I can explain the message. So definitely, definitely do not be afraid to kind of incorporate videos into your presentation. Again, pictures. So as you can see right now, as I'm presenting, I'm using pictures as a visual aid, especially as this is being delivered online. But even when I'm in person, I like to have something in the background just so that my audience have something that's kind of pleasing on the eyes. You know, it's better than staring at a plain background and you're just there, right? It's nice to kind of give some sort of visual aid with pictures to help, you know, with the presentation that you're delivering. So visual representation is very, very, very important when it comes to engaging your audience. You might be talking about a particular subject, right? And if you can throw up a picture of what you're talking about, it just helps to engage your audience. And it could be something as simple as, I'm talking to you guys about lions, and I throw up a picture of a lion chasing a gazelle. It could be that simple, but it just helps to connect and, you know, engage my audience with the message that I'm saying. So these are just some simple tools and tips that you can incorporate into any sort of presentation. Now we're going to get into the juicy part of things, right? And that is how to connect with your audience. I don't know if any of you have ever given a public speech, a presentation, and you feel like your audience is not engaged with you, or they're disconnected, or you feel like, are they even enjoying what I'm saying, right? There's so many things that you can do as a speaker to help you connect with your audience. And the one thing is know your audience so you can build rapport. So I touched on this earlier. For example, once I know my demographic, once I know the type of audience I've got, I know exactly what I can prepare for them in terms of stories, if I'm going to tell a joke, in terms of visual aid. It's so important that you know the audience that you have in front of you. So even when you're asking questions to them, you're asking questions that your audience can relate to. Also, tell your audience something about you. People love learning about the person that is speaking to them, right? People don't like it when, you know, you're giving them instructions, you're telling them to do things, and they have no clue about who you are as a person. You know, another thing you can do with your audience is, you know, talk about current affairs. So things that are happening in the country, things that's happening in the news right now, feel free to bring that into your presentation. So for example, you know, when we were going through the thick of COVID, naturally, I was making a lot of references to COVID, to lockdown, to, you know, going through the pandemic at that time. Why? Because it was a current affair. So feel free to, you know, connect with your audience with current affairs. You know, there was times when I was making jokes with my audience, like, hey, man, how many of you can't get toilet roll at your local supermarket? I go to my local supermarket and all the toilet roll is, you know, cleared off the shelves, and people are laughing like, yeah, man, it's the same for me. And that's how you can almost make a current affair that's so sensitive lighthearted at the same time, but connect with your audiences at the same time, because hey man, we're all going through lockdown at the same time, right? Then, you know, another way to connect with your audience is facts, it's figures, it's finding. You know, I love it when people educate me, especially as a speaker. So, you know, when you hear stuff like, hey, 70% of this is this, I'm like, oh wow, okay. You're dropping some game on me right now. You're giving me some gems. Okay. And, you know, you start to take notes. You're connect. People love learning, right? People love learning. So feel free to drop some facts on them, some figures, some findings. And again, man, stories. I'm going to keep banging on about stories. Stories are just one of the most powerful ways to connect with your audience. Now, watch this. I want to say this, right? Because one thing that has happened with a lot of speakers, right, is don't be a robot. I'm going to say it again, guys. Don't be a robot. Oh, Mr. Beast said stories, so let me make sure I have a story in my presentation. No, have a story in your presentation if it makes sense. Because I've been to so many seminars, and I'm talking that some of the top speakers in the world, you know, Tony Robbins, I've been to 4-day seminars, I've been there, and I've had speakers come in, and I'm like, oh, this is what this guy's doing. Oh, this is the part where now he's going to tell a story, because now after the story, he wants to sell a product. I get it, right? So what he's trying to do is connect with me emotionally, but it's manipulation because he's connecting with me emotionally so he can sell a product. That's not what I'm here to do, right? When you tell a story, make sure it comes from the heart. Make sure it's authentic. So when I tell stories about my personal life and my family, I ain't selling no product to you. I'm telling it to you because I ain't trying to hide from you. I ain't trying to be fake with you. I'm trying to keep it real with you, right? So tell stories that make sense, but don't be no salesperson. Don't use stories as a form of manipulation. Because one thing we appreciate as people, we appreciate it when people keep it real with us. You know, tell me a story, not because you're trying to sell me a product. Tell me a story because you're trying to change my life. Tell me a story because you're trying to add some value to me, right? It's so important. And watch this, man. Do not underestimate the power of telling jokes. Now hear me out, guys. No, you do not have to be a comedian. No, you don't have to have jokes pre-written, right? But don't be afraid to tell jokes. And I don't care if you work in a corporate environment. I've done many corporate talks, many very formal talks, where I run joke with those people. I run joke with my audience, with these big CEOs, these professionals, these millionaires. I don't care who you are. I'm gonna make you laugh. Why? Because it's so important, right? We're human at the end of the day, and that's what people need to remember. And I don't know about you, but as human beings, we love to laugh, right? So don't think, oh, because I'm corporate, because I'm in a shirt and I'm in a tie and I'm in this formal environment. Do you know what? Deep down, these corporate people, they love it when someone's, you know, confident enough to be different and be informal in their talks. So I'll always drop some joke with them. I'll go over them, give them a high five. It's like, oh, this is different. Yeah, you're right, it's different. Because I ain't trying to be like everybody else, guys. I'm going to tell you jokes. I'm going to run game on you. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to treat you like you're one of my friends. I'm going to treat you like your family. Why? But I know that I've got value to add. And what I'm trying to do, whenever I'm delivering a talk, whenever I've got an audience in front of me, I want it to be a pleasant experience, right? I don't look at it as a gig, whether you're paying me for it or not. Now, this is very important, right? When I got into motivational speaking, right, guys, I never even knew it was a career. I never knew people got paid for it. I didn't even know it was an industry. So I feel like my ignorance to speaking was one of my biggest blessings, right? Because I was just keeping it real with people. I was just giving people advice that, you know, I wish I had when I was their age. I was giving people advice that I knew that I would appreciate. I've never been to a speaking camp. I didn't go university and, you know, get a degree in speaking. Speaking is my gift, guys. Speaking is my gift, right? So I said, you know what? I'm going to use my gift to connect with people and help people, right? So feel free to just be yourself, man.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save